Hello, this is Associate Pastor Duane Kaysen, New Berean Baptist Church, Leroy. Rick Sr. is the Senior Pastor. We're meeting today and studying the Word of God in our midweek Bible study. We're going to be talking about how the Word of God describes itself, the Word of God. There are six various examples or illustrations that the Word of God refers to. There's Word of God is like a mirror, it is like a lamp, it is like water, it's like a sword, it's like a hammer, and it's like fire. Those are six illustrations or examples of how the Word of God describes the Word of God. So let's get to it. We're just going to give a brief overview, and then we'll talk about each one separately. So the Word of God, the Bible says, is like a mirror. We get that from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 23. The mirror examines us and guides us. The Word of God as a mirror guides us into service, into blessings. It helps us to transform us by the renewing of our mind. The Word of God is like a mirror because it helps us to focus on God and the power of God. Secondly, the Word of God is like a lamp. It shines in the darkness that we dwell in this world, and it guides the believer on the path of righteousness. Thirdly, the Word of God is like water. It cleanses the life of the believer because it's pure. And when it is applied, it also sustains life as water does. It helps us to grow and bear fruit. It also helps in many ways, as we see, as the sword of the Spirit. For the sword of the Spirit has a maker and an owner. You might have seen a television show, Forged in Fire. These are people who make weapons and other things out of steel, out of a metal. But God himself has made this one, sword of the Spirit. And the owner and the maker of it is the Lord, the Spirit of God. We also know that it's alive. Like a sword is powerful in its creation and in its conviction. And it's so sharp it divides and discerns. It can be used against Satan and convicting men of sin. The Word of God is also like a mirror, like a hammer. It's used for trimming and pulverizing. And it's also like fire. It purifies the heart and the life. It produces zeal. It comforts and destroys. We get that from Jeremiah chapters 20 and 23. So let's talk about what we're looking at. Let's look at James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. I'm looking at James right now. It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Verse 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror. Verse 24, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So a man who hears is one then who understands the word, but doesn't practice it, he's compared to What kind of a person? One who is unkempt, one who is disheveled. He is not someone who looks good on the outside or the inside. That's how the Word of God works with us as a mirror. The Word of God will point out our faults. It will point out things that we need to work on. When we read the Word of God, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2, 3, verse 16, that the Word of God, which is spoken here, is good for doctrine, for reproof, which means pointing out a fault, correction, how to get right, and for training in righteousness. So the Word of God is able to work like that to help us to see where we need to work on some things. But when one forgets what he looks like after reading the Word, then he's going to be disheveled. His life will not reflect a spiritual life. He will face and be shown as being defeated in the things that he does because he's forgotten what he found and what he looked like there in the Word. So we're commanded in James to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Now, if you go to the mirror and you see some things and they don't look exactly right, then you're going to want to fix yourself up. If you're going on a date and you show up with the young lady and she's not going to be wanting to look at you because you don't look good, so she's going to turn away from you. Well, we don't want that to happen now, do we? So we want to take the Word of God and we want to be not just hearers only, but doers also. You see, the Word of God gives us an unbiased look at man. The Word of God sees the natural man as he is and the spiritual man as he is. When we look at the mirror, we're looking at ourselves in the light of God's Word. In the light of God's Word. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Second Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. And here's what it says. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So we want to be able to get into the Word, and just as a person who is unkempt when he gets up before he takes a shower looks a little different from the one who's about to go out the door after he's cleaned himself up. So we want to know that the Word of God is indeed like a mirror. We want to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. So when we see ourselves in need, we would like to get ourselves straight. Now, the Word of God also reveals our secret sins. Why do men not want to read the Word of God? Why would man not want to read the Word of God? Let's look at John chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. Verses 19 through 20. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed, that his deeds may be exposed. But you see, when we look in the mirror with the right intent, then we know that if we would open the eyes of the blind, the unsaved, and bring them to Christ and give them the light, then they would see the light of the gospel. Men who have been saved should walk in the light. That means to let God's word be our constant instructor in every step of the way. So this is what we would call the Bible is like a lamp. The Bible is like a lamp. Men who have never been saved, they dwell in darkness and cannot see the light of the gospel and the glory of Christ in it. So the Bible is like a lamp. It's a light unto our path and a lamp unto my feet. So the Bible is also talked about as a light. Psalms 23 is what we looked at. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And how does God order our steps? When we follow him. When we follow him. So that's Psalms 37 and verse 23. Men who are saved shall walk in the light. And the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And when we follow him as we're in the light of God's word, we know that we will do the right things. A person who never reads the word of God, does he know God's orders? No. And that is why the unsaved man does not have the same ability to walk in God's steps because he is not saved. We know that the Bible is also like the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. Hebrews chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17 speaks to this. The word is a sword. Also in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, and in the hands of a soldier of Christ, from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. When we have the sword of the Spirit, then we also want to be skilled in its use. We want to be skilled in its use. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, concerning this, says to study yourself that you may be approved, a workman that does not need to be ashamed. You don't want to hand a rifle over to a recruit in the United States Army who has never handled a gun and then send him into battle because he's not going to know what to do, how to operate his weapon, how to clean his weapon. So in the same manner, we want to study the word of God, learn how to use the sword of the Spirit so we will not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. So what did the sword do in Peter's hand? Well, he cut the ear off of a person when Jesus was about to be arrested. And Jesus rebuked him. That wasn't a good use of the sword. However, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, Jesus used another sword. The results of the sword of the Spirit that he used, which was the word of God, 3,000 souls were saved that day on the day of Pentecost. Isn't that amazing? He didn't know how to use the sword in the first place, but once he got a handle of it, he was able to use it for God's kingdom. So what did the sword do in those men's hearts in Acts chapter 7 and 24? They were angry. They gnashed their teeth at him. These are people who were listening to Stephen as he was using the scriptures. These men were being cut to the bone. They gnashed their teeth at him. They cut themselves. they tore their clothes. These were the results of Stephen's use of the sword. In this case, he was stoned. But now when Christ comes back to earth, because he's the one who stood up when Stephen was being stoned to death, what's Jesus going to do with the sword? When he comes with the sword of his mouth, he's going to smite the nations in Revelation chapter 19. You can look at verses 11 through 16. According to Ephesians 6:17, the word is called the sword of the Spirit. Thus, he who is best able to use the word of God effectively, is it going to be you or the Spirit of God? Well, if you have the sword of the Spirit and you are working with the Spirit of God, you will be able to do the things that Jesus said we would do in greater numbers, because the Spirit was sent to help us, and the Spirit will help us use the sword of the Spirit to share the gospel with people and bring them into the light. So we've talked about the Word of God is like a mirror. The Word of God is like a lamp. The Word of God is like a sword. And the Word of God is like a hammer. Now, we'll talk about that one in Jeremiah chapter 20 and 23. The Word of God is like a hammer. Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Book of Jeremiah. He was a good old boy. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29. 20 and 9. Excuse me. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. I got new pages in my Bible. I'm having to look at them. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. But I say this day, I will not mention of him or speak any more in his name. His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. Shut up in my bones. He's talking about the word of God is like a fire in that verse. Now, when it says like a fire, it purifies the heart, and the life produces zeal, and it comforts and destroys. And if I look over in verse 23, Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 25, we read the following. I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say I had a dream. I had a dream. How long will it continue the hearts of those who prophesy delusions in their hands? Well, it's not going to last long, because there in verse 29, it says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? We see that the word of God is like a fire, and it is like a hammer. So those are some illustrations that we read of the Word of God. We also know that the Word of God is like water. It cleanses the life. It's pure, and when it's applied, it cleanses the life because it's pure, and when it is applied. So we know that Jesus told his disciples that they were clean by the word of God, the words that he spoke, says, my words will make you clean. So in essence, we know that the word of God is very much able to keep us straight in these illustrations that we looked at, like a mirror, like a lamp, like water, like a hammer, like fire, like a sword. So those are six examples I thought were interesting to look at. So right now we're going to close, and we're going to think about how the Word of God is like these examples. For instance, how can a young man cleanse his way? It says, by taking heed thereunto according to his word. And by keeping us from sin, by keeping the word of God in our hearts. The best way to do that is studying the Bible. And in John 15:3, we know that Jesus said that they were cleansed by his word. So let us pray. Father, we thank and we love you for your word. We ask, dear God, that you would just bless this time. Lord, let us remember that the word of God in those examples had some action and some helps for us. Let us apply these things to our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.